Hi guys, I'm back. The last audio boo that I just tried to attempt to record didn't go through for some reason. Anyway, I took care of the food bin. It's all filled and, well, almost filled. And the other one was put away. I did that in the last boo. So anyway, I wanted to kind of talk about a trend that has been going on a lot on Twitter, on AppleViz, on AudioBoom a little bit, and other places. Everybody knows that iOS 8 probably wasn't Apple's biggest success. Everybody knows that. For me, they basically were on shaky ground. Things didn't go that well. And not just for blind people, but for sighted people. I've heard of people that didn't have very good experiences. And so we all know iOS 8 was, I don't want to say it was a mistake, because iOS 8 brought us some good things too, but iOS 8 was definitely a test of patience, most definitely for, I'm sure, the Apple engineers, and definitely us as consumers. We had a lot of discussions about Apple, about iOS 8 in general. And then the one thing that I remember people talking about on AppleViz is about Flexi. And people have been coming out a lot more now about Flexi. And they've been talking about its usability. And I guess people are upset because they can't use Flexi as well as they used to. I'll be honest, I haven't tried Flexi since June of last year. And the one pet peeve I had is I just couldn't delete I couldn't clear the text for some reason. I don't know why, but maybe there was an option I wasn't finding. But as a voiceover user and as a user of Flexi, I could not clear the text. I had to delete it word for word. And it was a pain. But I did what I could with it, so. But I remember, you know, people were, they brought up, I think, three different forum topics about Flexi on AppleViz. People had mixed reactions. Some feel that the Flexi team was not happy with the way the blind community reacted to how they changed their app. And even though they made a separate voiceover app, people were angry at that. And I can understand how that would make them feel, a little disappointed, because, you know, they had worked so hard on the apps and they did take the time to separate the two apps and at least have one for blind individuals. But at the same time, it was really weird because although many of us were not happy with this, the way people react, again, is interesting. And I believe that blindness may play a part in some of that. But imagine what would happen if Candy Crush Saga crashed on everybody's iPhone when it came out with an update. And everybody opened their iPhone, opened their Candy Crush Saga app, and the app kept crashing. Well, there would be a very, very, very high demand for the company to fix this error and make the app operational again with a new update. The demand would be quite high, and they would almost, under pressure, have no choice but to switch it back. Now, the amount of blind people in the population is very small. We all know that. So the demand is not going to be there. When you take away the people in the blind population who don't even use an eye device to begin with, that definitely cuts things down even more. So there's not a huge demand. And so what I'm noticing, and this is just a theory, is that because there is such a small demand, people want to put on microphones on their voice to amplify the demand. And whether they yell, whether they record comments in Audioboo, whether they post it, sorry, it'll still be Audioboo to me. It always will. Whether they post a really crazy forum message, I look at things neutrally sided. I am in agreement with the fact that Flexi should be usable by the blind people, because first and foremost, I have a lot of friends who invested in this app when it was a paid app. And in my opinion, if they're doing that, that can only mean one thing, and that is they were supporting the concept of Flexi. They wanted Flexi to thrive because this was going to be a new typing revolution on the iDevice. And people were investing money into it. And then Flexi became free. And those who got Flexi for, you know, for promo codes like myself, and those who got it for free, you know, they liked it. But it was mainly those that invested money into it and wanted, like I said, Flexi to thrive. You know, there are more expensive apps out there like KNFB Reader and Digitize, which Digitize, I have not been able to get to work at all for some reason. So there are apps out there like Blind Square that are definitely more expensive than Flexi. But Flexi was a thing of its time, and it was amazing. It was a great app, and I really liked it when it was usable at the time. So am I disappointed? Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed because now, you know, they had told us back when it was usable to please tell Apple to make this a third party or make the usability of third party keyboards system wide available to us. And Apple did. They came through with that. And now that that's happened, those of us who went gung-ho and reported this to Apple and said, please make third-party keyboarding available across the entire system, because we want to use Flexi. So everybody jumped on the bandwagon and started, you know, getting Apple into this. And we did that because we wanted, again, we wanted Flexi to thrive. And people were excited about it, and they thought, well, this is great. Well, guess what? Flexi is available now as a third party, from what I hear, keyboard system-wide. But it is not, it's not usable, from what I hear, for blind people. I have not tried it. I've updated it to the latest version, and I don't like what I've been hearing about on the What's New. I guess there's widgets and themes and all kinds of crazy stuff that you can configure. But it's not just that. I mean, I think Apple had a rough year this year to begin with. iOS 8 was pretty tricky. As I've said in other posts on Twitter and stuff like that, I was disappointed about a couple things about iOS 8, but they weren't major. What was major to me is all the voiceover bugs. Safari is sometimes crashes. Other apps, voiceover loses focus, or the apps crash, or the apps have become sluggish on older devices. And a couple of my friends who have iPhone 5s are not happy about that. But I think it's just the way the app runs. But anyway, I really hope for great potential. There's definitely great potential on Apple's part and on the part of other app developers who are unsure of where to go at this point as far as accessibility. I really believe that if we put our words together and we do things wisely and realize that although our demand might be small, you know, we're not small people, and we can have just as an effect doing this a peaceful way, and hopefully things will be fixed.
Time remaining 1 second.